to understand it easily, there is a difference between a doctor and a healthy person. A doctor doesn't mean he's healthy himself. There are many, many doctors who smoke also. Many who drink also. And not only little, they drink a lot. Many doctors are on drugs also. So they are the ones the best to know that drugs are so harmful. The smoking is so harmful. Drinking is so harmful. But you can have a doctor who might be smoking himself, but he will treat you very well. And you can have a doctor who is very healthy, but he hasn't got the art of treating. He can't diagnose properly. He can't prescribe the right medicine. So it might happen like that also. So just like that, here is me who can diagnose your spirituality and who treats them also. And a Buzhurg can be he who is pious on his own, but he cannot diagnose people's illness. He cannot treat them. And if the sheriff is a Buzhurg also, in fact, then what to say? If he's got piety also, he's the sheriff also, and he's got piety also, then what to say about him? So, was so good on this that when a person just talks also, that for example, something like if somebody did something or something happened, whatever, and a person says, I also thought it was wrong. He says, this word also, by that, you don't realize yourself, your own illness. But it shows pride in it. That I also have heard this body. That this is also my opinion. So it means that you have, I am a big I. You are establishing, and this is my opinion also. So words like that, what the actual example was, it's not coming to mind, but words like that show that it is, to that is a share. We will catch you on the expression of your face. Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Kanzuri Rahmatullah Ali came to Mawlana Hari Sheikh Hadi Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali. So if you have a text also. So then Haditha and a piece of roti bread, he put some curry on top of it and he gave it to Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Kanzuri. Eat this. This is your food. Well, great also. That is just that day. Are you, for example, understand how you give a beggar who comes to the door. Somebody, the Sparatos or Stephanie Brewer, they come, they want to beg for something, and you give them something. Yes, yeah, he gave it to him. But he was watching the expression on his face. And when he saw that he was happy, then he said, I'm actually testing you to see that whether you feel offended that I give a beggar my share and see how he treated me. That means you still got pride. And the person realizes I'm nothing, and that is how he is defined. And in front of everyone, it starts off in front of the sheriff, who is so difficult to humble oneself, to put the sheriff's shoes on, to make his feet mud. So that is easy, that's where it starts. But slowly, as humanity has come totally in front of everyone, it doesn't just be in front of the sheriff, and that humanity has come everywhere. So he said, I was just testing you to see whether or what your condition that I say, alhamdulillah, it makes no difference to you. Which means, you regard it like a beggar, you give him something, you feel happy, he got something. Most of the cases, will show him. And even somebody will punch him and kick him also, and chase him away. But yeah, I got a piece of cake. How he appreciate it. And I thought, he said, now we should have a good opportunity, because I was like in Jannah, my sheikh gave me something. And if you offered me that, I was just in Jannah. So that is when a person really appreciates, when a person is humble, when a person has got pride, no matter what he gets, he still got the problem. This is not right, that is not right. But when he's humble, he's just too happy, and he accepts his own heart. So this is a share, who can recognize, who can make up. And then he treats. Like, for example, to today in January, it seems that we must make ibadat. The month of Ramadan, many articles that will be printed, ulama will keep for us, that it treats our ibadat, which is for the Muslim. But very few you will find who will say, it's the Quran, Sharif says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ that you acquire taqwa. Allah prescribes the month of Ramadan, taqwa. And taqwa, very simple, our language is that you tell the stories to me, that you fulfill every command of Allah and you stay away from every haram. That is basically, that is taqwa. We are much more detailed and technical definition, but this is the simple definition which we have to strive for. So in the ibadat also, for example, we will stress that you must make namaz, the salah that you have to make, that you must make namaz with jamaat, that is why it's namaz. But after a sharia excuse, well, we shouldn't leave namaz with jamaat, we shouldn't make that jamaat. Then namaz in the first step, namaz with takbir ula, etc. And we speak about buzurgs who have made for so many years, namaz with takbir ula. And all the other namazes, never much tahajjud, never with any other, like the four sunnahs of Asr, many other, which are optional. But we never much take also, always ishra, da'as. That is, alhamdulillah. But very seldom we hear that the emphasis of our qada'i umri. Today you start making all your namazes, but you have qada'i umri. It's a big problem. That is actually sorted out first. All you speak of all the ibadat, with all the extras also, the optional also. But there is no concentration in them. And there no thought is given to that. That if you make, for example, 20 rakat of Latin, no concentration. And in fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, not 2 rakat of Latin in which concentration, but you are eating. You are enjoying. But you are connected with Allah. And in a certain time that Rahmatullah Ali was in Madinatul Munawwara, we should say the amount of concentration we have got in our eating today. If we have just even not 10%, just 1% of the concentration in our namaz, the quality of our namaz should be so high. Today we see when we are eating very common. And we go with our party so far, but we are 5, 10, 15 people. We are sitting and the house people hosting us. And they come, sometimes a little child comes with some platter, some dish. And he said that every time he wants to have, he said that hot also for him, but he also wants to make food, but he comes with it. Nobody will look at him, look at it also. But take it from his hand and put it down. All that so, with so much concentration, it was looking this side, that little bit this side also. All the concentration. And then, so much concentration is to do this end of the dastarkhan. And the dastarkhan is long. But your first never, your first you look right to the whole, not what is on the dastarkhan. And the Amazon look out one thing. Whatever the chitri, that the char, that whatever, that the price, this year, this, that, Amazon look out one. And so much concentration, we are eating the prayer next to us, the plate is empty with a shy person. We shy to say, pass me this. We won't ask it to reference life. And then tell somebody else, bring your thing, pass this for me. And for ourselves, then we will make sure we get it. So if we have that little concentration in our namaz like that, that concentration we got in our food, in the food, in that also, if we concentrate not on the garment, but first on the giver of the garment, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say, in the Quran Sharif, first is some for the Quruni, afterwards is some wish Quruni. First is remember me, then is made by Shukra. So any garment coming in your head, your food, your first time father, first time grandfather, your little child, your baby in your home, the food has come in front of you, first in Qafatma. So read Bismillah, it's mostly. It can be Qalama, it can be Sufis, it can be Tablighis, it is almost 100% almost, no Bismillah actually. And more than the Bismillah also, Bismillah is that we are making the food halal for us. We are eating in the name of Allah. Then we should think that whatever they eat, for Adam alayhi salatu wa salam when he came in this world, Jannah was a ni'mah, everything ready for. That also we should think, that we are now wearing the handcuff or when we are at home, we don't have to make roti, we don't have to put them in the sarhan, we just have to, in fact, many times the wife is to say, come and eat, you're not coming, the food is getting cold, come, everything is ready, why are you not coming? Like begging you to come in. Everything, we don't have to do a thing in that. Everything is ready. So, Jannah, that is the life of Jannah. Then the Hanukkah also, we don't have to go and buy bread, we don't have to go buy eggs, we don't have to go and open a ton of beans or a ton of fish, we don't have to go buy meat, food will be ready, set all the time. So, ready it is. So, think, remember that, what the Namat Allah is. How many millions of people, even in spite of any epidemic, they can't get one slice bread also. There are people who are still hungry, and mothers who have been so much hungry. Eh? A mother, how she worried. One lady came to bed, one of the Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and as the Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha gave her, I think if one khajur or something, and she had two little children. She broke the khajur in two, gave the one child one piece, the other child. She's still hungry. This is what your mother is. And all the mothers in the world together, how much love they have for each other, whether it's human being, or even jinnat, or even animals, or they have more love for the children than for themselves also. How much? That is not one iota of the love Allah has got for one of His creations, one of His creation. How much love Allah has got. So anyway, so that we get everything ready, so we should think that. And if that one roti, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was getting it ready in Jannah, when he came in this dunya, to make one roti, he needed 360 cooks to make one fruit. So today we can, and today really, it may be 360 million or billion or trillion things that we need. But we don't realize. For example, for the wheat to grow, if it's white flour, maybe it is white flour, brown flour from wheat, just that white is white flour. For it to grow, crown is necessary. You don't appreciate the value of crown. One person who did this little joke, but there is a great lesson in it, that he went to one of the planets. And there, the planets were made of gold. Everything else is gold. So somebody thought now has been visit our friend, he's gone to a different planet. So they took gold for the most valuable thing. So he said that you brought one bag of sand for me. I should have appreciated it. If you have all the gold in the world, but you haven't got one plate of food, what's all this gold going to do for you? First you need is food. That is just when a person feels hungry, then he realizes and Allah's great in'am and Allah's great freedom to make Ramzan Roza as far as ever. But at least we can get some idea of what hungry. Today we are hardly hungry and now open a Jannah, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, you know, you need so much food. So the ground is necessary. How does the criminal analyze the value of ground? So how valuable, where your wheat will grow, where your fruit will grow, where the grass will grow. We don't think of grass as a valuable thing. But if the cow doesn't get grass to eat, where will we get our milk? Where will we get our butter? Where will we get our cheese? Where will we get our milo, our cocoa, all the other things that comes from this grass? The cow makes the milk from there. How many other things that we have is all coming from the grass. But grass, we don't care. We don't realize it. So when we are eating, remember the grass and the ground, how that is where the thing that wheat, that millet, maize, etc., it grew there, then we could have all this. And just for it to grow from the second, you need to cultivate that ground. For cultivating the ground, you need a tractor in our time. Before it was the hoe, the little plow and the hoe and this. But in our time, the tractor. And to make the tractor, how many factories? The whole factory is not made in one factory. It is just assembled there. And the tires are coming from Germany or from India. The plastic is coming from another. The leather is coming, the steel, the iron. And then all the parts that are made, they also made in different places, different factories. The gearbox, the steering wheel, the where it made, it's made all the things. And then it is assembled in one place. When it is made, then you need a driver for it. And the driver cannot come to work until his necessities are fulfilled. If his wife is sick, he'll phone his boss, he says, I can't come to work, I have to take my wife to doctor, I have to take her to hospital. So she, if the child hasn't got a problem at school, for example, if the principal or the teacher says, I tell your father I want to see him, he has to come in to have to speak to him about you, your behavior, your performance, etc. Now he'll phone, I can't come today, I have to go to school. And not one worker, how many workers? All of them. If they got a major problem in the house, the geezer hurt. He said, today I can't go, I have to solve this problem. Our whole house is flooded. Water is everywhere in the house. Anything else. So how many laborers need all that? Then only we could still get it. And that wasn't also there. Then the tractor, they plowed the land to put the seed in. The seed, how many people, we can't imagine. And the whole story, you need a truck to carry it again, to bag you need it, to put it in a hay. And then it was taken on the road, the people who make the roads. Oh, that is a whole lot. Then you could get your water. Just go to the dock, the ship, and all the people who have to fulfill their work, what they want is to be done. One thing is not complete, the ship can't see. You have to finish all the paperwork also. Any time you're sitting in the aeroplane, we are finished, we are just waiting for the paperwork. Till then, the plane can't take off. Till the final decision is not made, the plane can't take off. Everything is right, the passengers are on, the goods are on, it's a plane is 100% everything, but they can't signature. Then only the plane will take off. So how many things so far as one group is, only a level of power. But we are looking for the Kuruvi. Think of the eyes. And then again, we don't eat only eat roti. Who is this only who eats roti? And Buzhak says, you know, whether a person is hungry, and the food comes, if there is no roti, then he starts eating without food. That means he was hungry. Or if the roti came first, and he starts eating the roti without the food, without the curry, that proves that he was hungry. A person is not hungry, he goes to everything. So anyway, so a person, Allah said, will be the roti. And then today, Allah said that. I will pray faster itself with how many things. There's white roti, there's brown roti. Then there's white bread, then there's brown bread. Then there's garlic bread. Then there's this. You get one thing, how many? And for all of this to be prepared. And if you read all that, but you do have to continue to put it here. Is also a problem. And then when you're sitting down to eat, then there is, for example, biryani. The rice is there. When the rice is covered with it, all this covering, the yellow rice, whatever color of rice, then how many spices, then there is mutton, there is chicken, then there is vegetables, there are eggs in there, there are potatoes, and everything is a whole industry of it. all ready for us, God gives us. Allah gave us the job of Jannah already here. Everything is ready for you to. You don't have to do anything, but we don't appreciate. So first Quruni, then afterwards wish Quruni. So anyway, a person who makes ibadat, for example, Takbir ula, Salih Nawafir, everything, a day in concentration in Islam. And another person who is eating food, and it is Ya Allah, all this time. And me, I'm such a sinner, I don't deserve this. You have sent it for me, what will his connection to you? So he's eating food, what connection he's got with Allah. And that person, whole life of the Hajj also, he hasn't got that connection. So this is that we have to develop that. And that is when we have made a connection with Allah. And connection with Allah will happen in our Islam. In our heart that is a glass of water, it is dirty on the outside. When we are eating, and we pick up the glass to drink water, she drinks of the right hand. Many people say the glass will come through. But we don't think that we lose the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We dirty the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we give preference to the glass. Then you don't have to put the full curry on your hand, lick your fingers, and then hold the glass. And you don't have to put your whole hand around the glass. Just how much is necessary. And you clean your fingers and drink with your right hand. That mark the stain, you say the glass is dirty. What dirty is? That mark. That mark came from your fingers. So you are eating dirty. Eh? You are eating food, it's the same mark. It's not dirt. Now you're calling food dirt, you say the glass is dirty. If only food marks on it, it's not dirt on it. You aren't eating dirt, you are eating food, halal food. And now you're calling it dirt, you say the glass is dirty now. And anyway, the glass, now you call it dirty, it's only on the outside, the food part. We try to clean everything. That glass, which somebody gives another person to drink, today this is another very big spiritual disease also, that we can't share even our results. One Jamaat went to America many years ago, so they met one black brother Negro, and became friends, and they invited him. He was a Muslim. They found to eat Yusuf or something to eat, and when he wanted to offer the baby, and after this, one of the Jamaat brothers wanted to drink from the same glass he drank, that person started crying very much. They asked him, what's wrong? Have we offended you? He said, I'm married for so many years. My wife won't drink in the glass that I drank. Today, all unhygienic everything. Yeah? She received a new complete strength. You can drink from the glass that I drank from. What a kind of brotherhood you show me. And how much you show me affection and kindness in the affection of yours. So this is sunnah. Yeah? And then shifa. Today, what is the shifa? Being washed up, we call it unhygienic. We call it germ. And in this way, shita, we call it germ. And one big weakness also, the first one, we don't share our utensils. So I wish to say that before 10 people should eat in one plate, one big thali, all 10 people should eat. Now one person needs 10 utensils. There is the small plate, there is the big plate, and there is the bowl, and there is the teaspoon, and there is the tablespoon, and there is the fork, and there is the knife, and how many things we need? For the dessert, a separate bowl again, for everything separate. So we need so many things that we need. If we eat in one plate, we drink in one glass, they shiver. So you drink in there, if you give it to somebody else, the same glass you drink in on somebody else, that person today feels better. And we have to bring a clean glass. Even for the same person, you drank juice in the glass, it's clean now. You put one now, bring another glass. You can't drink in the same glass. Whereas the Hisalallahu one bowl for everything. Everything was to come with one bowl. But today for the same person, for everything different. You eat your sweet rice differently, for the place that you put in. Now you're eating your rice or your biryani, another plate. So everything is a different thing that I'm doing. So we say now, I can't give you the glass, it's dirty. And if I give it to you, you feel bad. general authoritative class. So a class that is not dirty, only food, mass food without which we cannot do. Only the mass on the outside is dirty. So how will Allah come in a heart which is dirty inside? We know all the sense of dirt which is in our heart. What terrible thoughts and ideas we have. That's so much wafia of that. A lady came to me and the position was arming also. She said that my husband and she got married again. So she said, why? So there's no problem. I'm allowed up to 4 wives. Then she said, if it was permissible, and if I could let my guitar in front of you, then you would see how beautiful I was. But after seeing my beauty, how can she even look at another woman? Was just thinking of getting married to another woman. How can the Buzurg think that? Became unconscious. She got worried. She thought she did something and she'd be charged with murder. Murder to over. And she ran away. Anyway, when the Buzurg came around again, he tried him, asked him, what is it? So he said, yes, then she told me, if you could see my beauty, and you'd realize how beautiful I am. And then, Allah just told it, how can my husband even ever think of looking at another woman when he's got such beauty? There's another thing, that everyone thinks I'm the most beautiful, and I'm the most handsome, and that nobody loves me, that's the difference. But anyway, so he said that when Allah is so beautiful, when we leave Allah and look at somebody else, that and which husband can tolerate that his wife looks at somebody else? Which wife can tolerate? And this is what makes the woman most angry. They don't speak about it, but when they get upset with the husband, it's because the husband is looking at another woman. Husband is talking to another woman. They cannot. So Allah, who has got the most that feeling with the husband, cannot allow his wife to look at somebody else. That is called jealousy. And Allah has got the most of it. And so much of Ayrat Allah Ta'ala has got. Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi, was a great Buzurg. And when he sacrificed his whole kingdom, everything when he left a small baby. That all his travels and everything was making tawaf in Haram Sharif. So when he was making tawaf, he saw a young boy. And his heart just inclined to that boy. And he called that boy and asked him, who are you? He said, from us. And whose son are you? He said, my father, he left the kingdom, he went away. He didn't know his father and son. So because it was his son, it was his blood, his heart, inclined to his son. So he had a feeling. Then the boy is sent out dead. Allah Ta'ala sent that day. You will call it a heart attack or whatever. But Allah said, the Allah is for me. I can't allow you to show so much to somebody else. It's just your own sense of love. And after how many years, and you know you left your little baby, and you left home, and today you see him, and now you found him after so long. But Allah heard it so much that Allah, and this is not for everyone, Allah won't do it for them. This is for those who have this love. If your neighbor tries to have an affair with somebody, you don't worry about it. You've got the authority. Your wife, if you have something, you can't sleep. You think of murder. You think of committing suicide. You can't tolerate it. So the relationship has to be like that. Then and that is that the person has got into that. So this is what we have done by this Islam. To gain the heart. Then Allah comes in that heart. And when Allah comes in that heart, you are Jannah completely. That Jannah will come. But you are very generous here. Your ordinary dal you eat, you enjoy so much. The simple food that you have, and that Allah is giving you tawfiq of 5 times the month, your eyes will never go to the richest man in the world. Your eyes won't go to any woman, to any beachfront cottages, and beautiful. Allah gives you tawfiq to make such that you will frighten his house and that beach. Allah gave me that help, gave me that understanding, I can go to the masjid. Allah gave me delight of the heart, Allah is afforded me. How many people are deprived of delight of Quraj? To read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, you feel so happy. போய் சொன்ன புரிஞ்சுக்கோங்க. ஆனால் பச்சம்
He will control the one. He's a fool without his power.